Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Wednesday, February the 13th, 2013. Today is the day that the Christian world marks Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the Lenten season. We are live each weekday, noon to 1, on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, a station with excellent reach, pushing us toward Phoenix to the north, to the east, almost to the New Mexico border, down into Old Mexico to the south, and well, to the west, who knows. We're live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear our programs anytime, anywhere in the world by visiting buckmastershow.com. We also post the program, usually within about an hour of its conclusion, to the tucsonsentinel.com website, along with the tucsoncitizen.com. And we have links on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Soharita Sun, that's gvnews.com, and the homepage for Blog for Arizona, blogforarizona.com. On this Wednesday afternoon, we get things moving down the track with a newsmaker interview with District 1 Republican Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller. At about 30 minutes past the hour, we'll get an update from the state capitol and the legislature. We talk with Adam Quasman, Representative Quasman, a freshman Republican state lawmaker from District 11, which covers much of the Metro Tucson's northwest side, including Oro Valley. Then we'll wrap up the show talking Wildcat sports with the Buckmaster Show contributor Anthony Gimeno, sports editor for the TucsonCitizen.com. If you have a question or a comment for Supervisor Allie Miller, we invite you to call us now on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or you can post a question or comment to our Facebook page. And of course, if you have a story idea or a particular guest that you would like to hear interviewed on this program, we encourage you to contact us. Now let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. District 1, Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller, a Republican, joining us. Allie, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Bill?
Doing real well. This is our first opportunity to have you on the program for an in-depth interview since you were sworn in early January. So that means about 6 weeks on the job so far. How's it going?
It's incredibly busy. And as you might imagine, there is a tremendous amount to learn. I kind of describe it as drinking from a fire hose. We're just learning. You know, it is a huge learning curve, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate how helpful all of the other supervisors have been, and the county administrator as well, getting us, helping us, you know, get up to speed and really start working to represent the citizens of District 1.
What has surprised you the most, Allie?
I think the biggest surprise is the huge amount of responsibility that Pima County has. I mean, I knew it was big, but I mean, there are so many, every week there's something new to learn whenever an item comes up on the agenda, and we're researching it for hours just to understand it. So they have there's a huge broad range of responsibilities in the county, and I think that has probably been one of the biggest, in terms of time investment that we've had to make, is just getting prepared for those meetings. It takes a tremendous amount of time.
Allie Miller is with us on the Buckmaster Show. If you have a question or comment for Allie, 790-2040, 790-2040. She does represent that area in District 1, that kind of north of River Road, the foothills area, of which I'm one of Allie's constituents. The area also is very widespread all the way up to the town of Catalina, correct, Allie?
It goes all the way to the Pinal County line on the north, and as you said, down to River Road on the south. And on the east, it goes out as far as it kind of jogs out into Malpomene Way. And on the west, we have three precincts that are actually on the west side of the freeway in Marana. So there's a little chunk that was moved out of Supervisor Bronson's district into District 1 this year when they did the redistricting. So they all have roughly a population of around 200,000. So it is a very large district with a lot of, varied interests. And one of them that everyone seems to have in common is the roads.
And that was something you campaigned on, trying to get some action on the roads. What are you finding out about the roadways and the road repairs?
Well, what I found out is, and this was during the campaign, is there's not a budget for road repair. So there was $20 million last year that was lent to the Department of Transportation to make road repairs, but that money has to be paid back to the general fund. So my goal is to get a dedicated revenue stream for roads, because it is cheaper to repair the roads than to start from scratch after letting them deteriorate for 20 years. So that is my goal, is to ensure that we have monies allocated for road repairs. And I can tell you that I have gotten a tremendous number of calls regarding the roads. And, you know, as you drive on the roads in unincorporated Pima County, District 1 in particular has a lot of failed roads. When I met with the Department of Transportation, I believe she said at this point there's 61% of the roads in Pima County are in failed poor condition. So we obviously need to do something to improve the safety of our roads, not only for, you know, for our first responders, for people driving to work, children riding on buses to school. I consider it a safety issue, and it's something we really need to focus on, as well as people riding bicycles, the tourism industry. It affects that. You know, people come here to ride bicycles, and we want to make sure that they're safe when they're out there riding on the roads. El Tour de Tucson. You know, we use that as a tourism issue, so an economic issue and a safety issue. So I'm going to work very hard to ensure that with this upcoming budget that we have funds dedicated specifically to roads. Now we have the HERF monies coming in. I'm in process of figuring out how much money we have left on those 1997 bonds that we're paying off with HERF funds. So we are. I am in process of working on that to see exactly how much money is left to pay off there, because as you know, may or may not know, the HERF money that was coming down to Pima County, it was cut by the state. However, what we were getting was going to pay off bonds. So we need to see how much is left, and hopefully our HERF funds, we will get more of them this year from the state as they balanced the budget last year. We'll see what happens there. Right now, it appears that the first cut, that we're going to get a bigger percentage this year, but it isn't over yet. So when Adam Quasman comes on, we can ask him about that and hopefully make sure that he is a champion for Pima County and the roads. He lives in District 1.
Yes, he does. 12:12 on the Buckmaster Show. We go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Roberta joins us at 790-2040. Roberta, you're with Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to say congratulations to Allie. It's nice to have a businesswoman representing the county instead of a professional politician in office. My question is, Allie, recently you made an appointment, I believe, to the Budget Advisory Committee. Can you explain or give me some insight into that?
I made two appointments to the Bond Advisory Committee, and those were approved unanimously. I'm not sure which committee you're talking about. But
I'm not sure either. I believe it had to do with Joe Higgins.
Oh, that was for the Fair Commission. And, yeah, he was not approved by the board. And as far as the reasoning behind that, you'd have to ask each of the supervisors that voted no. But I thought Joe would be a very good addition with his business experience and with his background serving on boards. He was the president of the Arizona Small Business Association.
Right, very well qualified.
And has served on the South Point Catholic High School Board. I believe he still does serve on that. And, that is the reason I put his name forward. I thought he'd be a good addition. But
yeah, the Bond Advisory Committee is such an important committee. Who did you nominate?
On the Bond Advisory Committee?
Yes.
I nominated, nominated so many people. John Sunt is one of my appointees, and Joseph Bogart, and they're both very qualified, and I feel will represent Pima County very well.
Yeah, both.
And then I have a third appointee, I can't think of his name right now.
Well, I was just going to add to Roberta and to Allie. I was surprised that the board voting along party lines, 3-2, rejecting Joe Higgins. I thought Joe would have been a really good addition to the Pima County Fair Commission, because Joe really is a business guy and has a real pulse on the community. That's just my two cents anyway.
Yeah, and that third person appointee on the Bond Advisory Board is Gary Davidson, and he was a prior appointment, and I feel very confident that he is another very strong, qualified individual on that board and will represent us well. Yeah, as far as the Fair Commission, it was a real disappointment, but, it is what it is.
Yes.
And we're moving on from there, and we'll have to find another appointee who can do as good a job as Joe and on that board representing us. So that's my my list of things to do, is to find an appointee that is qualified for the Fair Commission. I've been in process of reviewing all of the commissions and replacing some individuals that have done a long time service to the community by volunteering their time. So I thank them for their service.
Okay.
They've all served us well, and so we're as we move on, it is appointments that I'm comfortable with, people that I know. It has nothing to do with the no reflection at all in the service of the people who were previously on the board.
All right, 12:16. We're with Allie Miller, Pima County Supervisor, District 1. When we come back, for Allie Miller, a caller who did not want to go on the line but wants to ask what percentage of bond money goes to overhead. So you can be thinking about that, Allie, as we listen to the fine group of people who support the Buckmaster Show. Please support them, and they support us, keep us on the air, so please support them.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's time once again for the Tucson Festival of Books.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. This literary extravaganza is unlike any other. It is 10 acres of books, authors, exhibitors, food, fun, and entertainment, and it's all free. Arizona Party Rental is a great partner for the Tucson Festival of Books.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill. We'll see you at the Tucson Festival of Books on the U of A campus, March 9th through the 10th.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale, with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Want the best care for your companion animal?
then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to this midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show at 1221. Our live line guest, Pima County Supervisor from District 1, Republican Allie Miller, who's been on the job about 6 weeks. And before the break, we had a caller who did not want to go on the air. And the question for you, Allie: what percentage of bond money goes to overhead? Any idea?
Well, as far as I know, none of that bond money should be going. Are they talking about overhead for Pima County?
Yes.
None of that, as far as I know, that none of that money goes to overhead. The bonds are approved for specific projects, and they're minimal costs of conducting the meetings. The people who work on those or who are on the bond advisory board are doing it on a volunteer basis, so we're very lucky to get those people. And the state auditor general just came in and audited the Pima County bond program, and as you know, they came through with a very positive result on that audit. So I'm not aware of any overhead costs associated with, I'm not sure if they're talking about Pima County running the bond programs. There may be some costs associated with that, but I can't answer that question. That's, like I said, I've been on the job 6 weeks, and I've been to one bond advisory board meeting, but I can look into that. But I don't believe that there should be any that project money is awarded for specific projects.
790-2040 790-2040. If you have a question or comment for Supervisor Miller, Allie Miller, give us a call right now. Concerning that audit, you were in favor, as I recall, of the state taking a look at the county bond program. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, and I think that it was a good thing that it was done, that they came down and they audited, because there was a lot of unease in the community about the bonds, and people were very concerned about where the bond money was going. And I think this has given people a level of comfort that things are in order. And with since I'm going to be in office here and have a direct insight into that program, I feel comfortable that we're starting at a very good place, and hopefully we'll stay in that very good place.
And the thinking now is a bond election would not be held this year. It would be next year, perhaps.
That is my understanding, that the there will not be a bond election this year, and I'm not sure if they've made a determination of whether or not they're going to have that bond election in 2014 or not. I know they are considering projects for an economic development package, but whether that will happen next year or not, the board has had one meeting this year, and they will have their second meeting, I believe it is this Friday. So they're just starting to look at that, and they have multiple economic development packages or plans that they're looking at. So whether they'll put it forth, I'm not sure exactly when they'll be making the decision on that, but they will be making that decision sometime in the near future.
12:24 on this Ash Wednesday with Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller. Several workers, Pima County workers who are representing a lot of other workers, went before you and your colleagues on the board yesterday. The Pima County employees have not had a pay raise in 5 years. What was your reaction to the group that spoke before you yesterday?
Well, it's really disheartening, and I hate seeing people hurting. And with all the taxes and everything that's coming down, I think people are going to be very hurt as the taxes come down for Obamacare, and our electric rates keep going up, and gas prices go up, and these people haven't had a raise in 5 years. And I really feel for them. One of the things I do want to look at is to ensure that they're on parity with private sector wages, that they're not way over what private sector employees are making in Pima County, and I have not had the opportunity to study that. If they are making more than the private sector already, then I think we need to look into that. But I want to study that before I make a decision on that, on whether they should get a pay raise. But 5 years without a pay raise is a long time. And I do know that one of the things that I'm very impressed with are the quality of the county employees. So if we look at that and the private sector wages are higher and they're not being paid as they should be, then I believe they should be getting a raise.
So right now it's to be determined, I guess, what a significant wage increase would amount to for the workers.
That is correct. I haven't seen anything on that. And then, like I said, I need to do my homework on this as well.
One more thing for you to do your homework on, right?
Okay.
Rosemont, you've been a supporter of Rosemont. They did receive the state air permit. Is that looking better to you, the Rosemont situation?
I think Rosemont will probably get they got the air quality permit, and they're waiting for their environmental impact statement approval, is my understanding. And I think that is probably just a matter of time before that goes through. They're doing that review. And they had, approved the previous EIS, but then they made some changes, so they went back to look at it again. I'm not sure where they're at in that process, but that is their last hurdle, is to get that one last permit.
Are you in support of this Pima County Geotourism Center that's being talked about?
I'm looking into that. I think it sounds like a very interesting idea, and that is part of the economic development package that they are putting together. I just got a memo on that, and I'm looking into it, and there are several other things that we need to evaluate at the same time. So it looks like something that could help the economy, but we need to look at our priorities and understand whether is there the money out there, the bond, are people willing to support the bonds to do that? And also, we need to make sure that we're taking care of our basic needs, our basic safety needs first, are the roads.
Going to wrap it up here with Supervisor Allie Miller. What about constituent services? If there are some people in District 1 who would like to get a hold of you, what's the best procedure?
They can contact my office. Our phone number here is 724-2738, or they can email my office, district1@pima.gov, and we want to hear from people.
All right, Allie Miller, thank you very much, and good luck. About 6 weeks on the job, and we will talk again. Thanks a lot, Allie.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much. Allie Miller with us on The Buckmaster Show. The Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson would like to remind all pet owners that February is National Pet Dental Health Month. If you're concerned about your pet's bad breath or dental health, please come by and see their board-certified dentist at the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, located at 4909 North La Cañada Drive in Tucson. Their number is 795-9955, or you can visit them on the web at vscot.com. Coming up at the midway point on the Buckmaster Show, we heard from Pima County Supervisor District 1 covering the area north of the river up to Oro Valley. Now let's hear from a state lawmaker. He's State Representative Adam Quasman, who represents District 11, which pretty much covers that same area that Allie Miller does for the Pima County Supervisors. That's coming up. State Representative Adam Quasman, as we continue with the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As President Obama pushes for the minimum wage increase that he called for in his State of the Union speech last night, House Speaker John Boehner is saying that when you raise the price of employment, there are fewer jobs. And he's asking, why would we want to make it harder for small employers to hire people? There are more details about the events that ended with the death of the man believed to be a wanted ex-Los Angeles police officer, Christopher Dorners, apparently dead, but there's yet to be a positive ID on the body. Afghan officials welcoming the announcement by the president last night that half of America's 66,000 troops in Afghanistan will be brought home within a year. Updating Wall Street, the Dow is down about 52 points, while the Nasdaq trading 5 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com. Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming.
making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:36, our midweek edition. This portion brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Just 3.5 hours east of Tucson, visit historic Pinos Altos, City of Rock State Park, or fish at Lake Roberts or Bill Evans Lake, or hike along the famous Continental Divide Trail. Plenty of great accommodation, including Burro Mountain Homestead RV Park, Spirit Canyon Lodge, Wilderness Lodge, and Wildwood Retreat in Hot Springs. Find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line, freshman lawmaker, Republican, representing District 11, which covers much of the Metro Tucson's northwest side, including Oro Valley, Adam Quasman joining us. Adam, how are you?
How are you, sir?
Doing very well. So tell me, how's it going, your first 6 weeks on the job?
Oh, I'm a dog chasing cars there, Bill. I'm having a blast. This really is a deep commitment to fighting for the taxpayers, and it's a dream come true at the same time. And so it doesn't really feel like work, even though I usually don't get out for during sunlight hours. I'm in work beforehand, and I'm out late at night. So my fiance's not too thrilled, but other than that, we're having fun.
But you've got to be in heaven because you're really a policy and political guy.
It is, as a wonk, let me tell you, I am in heaven.
You said it, yep. As you know, the governor's sort of the centerpiece, the piece that seemed to garner the most attention out of the state of the state address was the governor's decision to support the expanded Medicaid provisions of the Affordable Care Act. And I see now the Pima County Republican Party has gone on record opposing the expansion. What's the feeling among Republicans at the state capitol?
Well, I can speak for myself, Bill. I've been an early opponent to the Medicaid expansion, and the reason being is threefold. First of all, while it looks good on paper, I'm quite nervous about the future fiscal health of our federal government and placing so much more of a debt burden on Washington that already can't balance its books is a recipe for long-term disaster. That, of course, will then have its reverberating effects on the state of Arizona, that if the federal government cannot keep its promises and any estimate is off, then we are in a big, big fiscal cliff situation in our own state. That's number one. Number two, I don't want to railroad or trap the neediest among us in a less than good big government socialist healthcare system. I know that access has been touted as the gold standard among Medicaid programs nationwide, but to me, that's not good enough. What we're looking for is a long-term solution to prosperity, by creating an environment where individuals, especially the neediest among us, have the opportunity to own their own insurance, take it with them from job to job, and that itself will do a lot more good for the long run for Arizona and the taxpayers than this system. Thirdly and finally, there's a Prop 108 situation here, and Prop 108, for your listeners who don't know, is the most important tax protection piece of legislation arguably ever written in our state. What that says is any raise in taxes has to have a supermajority of both houses with which to pass, and the bed assessment that's a part of this, plus increased payments to Medicaid, is a Prop 108 trigger. So I believe that constitutionally, the legislature will need a two-thirds majority vote, which I don't believe will exist. Now, I understand the reasoning that the governor has said, and I understand where the proponents of this bill are coming from. But I just, for myself and many others like me, are in good conscience, cannot support Obamacare in the state of Arizona.
So if you had to make a decision today, you would vote no, I assume. And would you predict that this will be defeated?
I do. And you can find out
yes.
more about that in a shameless plug at adamquasman.com or like me on Facebook at facebook.com/Adam Quasman. That's KWASMAN.
How about the budget? The GOP has one, the Republicans have one version, the Dems have another. What's the deal?
Well, you know, I have not seen the Democrat budget yet. The executive budget and the Joint Legislative Budget Committee's budget have quite a chasm between their estimates of growth in future years. I'm skeptical about the long-term fiscal health of this state, especially 3 years down the line, because that's how they're estimating future revenues. We had no idea what the budget situation was going to be 3 years ago, how it was going to be today. And I really feel that as a conservative, not just a big C conservative, but a small C conservative estimate, is weary about spending now with money that we may not have later. I refuse to put Arizona on a path that Janet Napolitano took us with major deficits. And I feel and I fear that both parties and the executive are heading toward that way to the detriment of the taxpayer.
Did you see the Arizona Republic today, the editorial that Governor Brewer is living, according to the Republic, in somewhat of a time warp of 2010, that she needs to get on board with immigration reform? Some of your thoughts.
Well, my thoughts is that, you know, Governor Brewer has been a leader in many ways, and I think that the legislature will stand behind her in terms of border security. You know, I believe that Arizona really has a different situation, and people in Washington, 3,000 miles away, they don't see. I was just actually down with my fiance. We spent a weekend in Cochise County. She had never seen Tombstone, so I took her to Tombstone. We went to Bisbee and Douglas, but also we went to the border fence, and all the just past the town of Douglas, and we saw where the border fence is chest high. That's unacceptable. And if we would like to truly curb gang violence, drug running, human trafficking, and really human sex slavery, if we really want to put an end to those scourges, we have got to secure the border first. And I don't believe that it's legitimate to say that we have to have an amnesty package alongside a border security package. Why do we have to lump all of these problems into one bill? When I see that border secure finally, then I would love to have a conversation about immigration and what we should do as a people and as an economy afterwards. Because, you know, we are a nation of immigrants. My grandparents were first-generation Arizonans. I'm Jewish. You know, we know this story better than most. However, an orderly, secure way where Arizonans do not suffer based on border violence has to be the path forward.
State Representative Adam Quasman with us from District 11. When you and your fiance were down there looking at the border, I'm sure you were looking for sites to pick out for that, maybe do the wedding right there.
You know, as much as Cochise County is beautiful, I think we're gonna do the wedding as close to her parents as humanly possible. And I am just learning to say yes, dear, and that's a good thing because her happiness means my happiness.
All right, Adam. Smart man, where can folks get a hold of you? Give us your website and Facebook.
www.adamquasman.com. That's AdamKwasman.com. Or like me on Facebook. Again, I'm the vice chair of the Ways and Means Committee. I'm a humble economist doing the people's work.
All right. Thank you, Adam. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's time once again for the Tucson Festival of Books.
I'm Bruce Beach, one of the founders of the Tucson Festival of Books. The festival attracts over 100,000 people, 450 authors, and 250 exhibitors over a three-day period. We work with over 30 different vendors, and it's a pleasure working with Ken and the Arizona Party Rental team. They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bruce. We'll see you at the Tucson Festival of Books on the U of A campus, March 9th through the 10th.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please? Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to this midweek edition, Ash Wednesday on the Buckmaster Show, 12:50 now, and we are just so honored to have more than two dozen contributors on a regular basis to this program, folks who, some of them appear weekly, some monthly, but they're all top-notch in their field. One of them is with us now, who covers Wildcat sports for us on the Buckmaster Show, and he is Anthony Jimeno, a sports journalist who has spent much of the past two decades covering UA athletics, including covering the football beat for the Arizona Daily Star, and most recently as a sports columnist and contributor at TucsonCitizen.com. In between that, he was the college football editor at CBSSportsLine.com, and he maintains a national presence as the senior editor for Lindy's Football Annuals. Anthony, AG, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back on, Bill.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. I wanted to talk to you about signing day for the top high school athletes. That day has come and gone for the University of Arizona football team. Didn't seem to be a real big deal this year. It didn't get a lot of publicity. Was that because the class is considered fair to Midland, or what?
I think it was because there was so little drama. Most of the class was completed even before last season started. Usually, as the signing period begins, everybody gets wrapped up in terms of, boy, who are they going to grab at the end, and who's, you know, what are the big recruits are still out there that Arizona might get. And a year ago, there was huge drama where this highly rated prospect from Phoenix took a couple weeks after signing day. We kept talking about it every day. Is he going to go to Arizona? Is he going to go to Notre Dame? Is he going to go wherever he was thinking? This year, none of that. And the class was, I think, good, not great, eye-opening, let's make a big national deal about it. But it was pretty good, but I think just the fact that it was wrapped up so early, faster than we've ever seen an Arizona class wrapped up, contributed to a little bit of a lack of buzz down the home stretch.
How about Coach Rodriguez with this pay raise? Was there much buzz about, what was it, $400,000 a year raise?
Well, I get, we'll talk about it like it's almost meaningless. He'll get another $225,000. that was his raise. And then he got another year extension, so he and Coach Sean Miller, they're at the maximum allowed by state law. They're on a five-year contract. And every year, no matter if he goes 2-10 or 10-2, he gets a $100,000 raise every year, so it escalates. So basically the value of his new five-year contract is about $2.25 million per year. And I guess the real strange, I don't know if it's strange, but it's just the way it is, that is still a little bit below average for a coach of his resume at a school like this.
Unbelievable.
And I know when I talk to my non-sports friends, it's really hard to explain. We're talking silly money, and it makes no sense that in probably every state across the country, the highest paid state employee is the head football coach.
Yeah, that's
true.
It's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the marketplace is the marketplace, and from an Arizona point of view, they pretty much just brought Rich up into kind of the middle area of national contract. The national contract for a head football coach at a BCS conference school is actually about 2.3 something million. So, you know, I think Arizona's still getting a bargain.
One thing I don't like, AG, is this going to the artificial turf. I love college football, very traditional. I liked the fact that we played here forever on natural grass. I think it's cooler, and I know the UA athletic officials are saying, well, yes, the new artificial turf is state-of-the-art, and it will be cooler as artificial turfs go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was yet to be seen... if it's going to be, you know, I don't think it'll be as cool as grass. And for a long time, I know the fans here, I think Tucson took pride in that grass field. You know,
mm-hmm.
Many, many years ago, it was rated the best grass field in America. And so, yeah, I definitely have mixed feelings about seeing the grass grow, especially here. I mean, if in some parts of the country, you need the artificial turf. Here you don't. So it's a matter of preference for Coach Rodriguez, not necessity for Arizona. And he specified some of the reasons he liked it. A, it's always supposed to make a team faster.
Mm.
And playing fast is what he's all about. But he'll also be able to practice with his team a couple times a week in the stadium, which they can't do during the season because they'll just tear up the grass.
Yeah.
And he thinks there's a benefit to that. But we'll see. I'm almost shrugging my shoulders and saying it is what it is, but it is a little sad to see the grass go.
And folks, I'm not giving basketball the short end here. I know we've got a great team. We're in the top 10, but I love football, and I'm already actually looking. Spring football is starting here very soon. The stadium should be completed, right, for next year's ball games?
Oh, sure. The turf will be in, and the North End Zone project is on pace to be completed in mid-July, and the team will move in, and the stadium will look be all ready and complete.
I think this schedule looks problematic, though, next year. What do you think?
The conference schedule is probably a little more difficult. The non-conference schedule is one of the easiest in the league. This is one of those years, though, where instead of getting the ASU game here and having five conference home games, you have four. Because the ASU game will be up in Tempe. So some of those road games will be tricky, but there's almost
that. Now on to basketball. I've only got a minute left. You've said this team is hard to gauge.
At least I have a hard time gauging it. I mean, from the start, I've liked how the pieces fit together in terms of the size and the experience mixed with some youth. But, boy, they have some puzzling stretches, and usually during every game, where they just either go cold from the field and have a hard time scoring, or then, as in the last game, their defense completely leaves them. It's almost as if they can't quite spin all the dials together at the same time and have everything clicking. There's still time for that to happen, and with no dominant team across the country. Yeah, I think this tournament, which is coming up sooner than we think, is going to be wide open. And I guess I wouldn't be surprised no matter which way Arizona goes in the postseason. But I think they still have a shot. But boy, their struggles are, you'd hope they'd be less at this time of the year.
And, of course, we'll get you on here as March Madness gets underway, and some of the rating services have already are prognosticating where some of the seeding is going. I got to wrap it up here, AG, but where do you think Arizona would be right now?
Right now, I'd say about a 2 seed, which would be great, which would be about their highest seeding in a decade or so, and would kind of clear a nice path to the Sweet 16. Then you start flipping some coins and hoping they come out in your favor.
All right, Anthony Jimena, you can read his columns. He's a very busy man, and he writes about sports, Wildcat sports, at TucsonCitizen.com. Anthony, thanks for spending some time with our show listeners.
Sure, thanks, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Anthony Jimena, the Buckmaster Show Wildcat sports contributor, one of more than two dozen contributors on a regular basis to the Buckmaster Show. You can see the full list at BuckmasterShow.com. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by Culligan. All of our guests, our in-studio guests, are provided with Culligan water, and they love it. And why wouldn't they? It simply tastes better. The John C. Scott Show from 3 to 5 this afternoon. Then it's Wake Up Tucson from 6 to 8 with Chris and Joe. That is coming up tomorrow morning, Thursday morning. And we will be back with the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. And we'll be back with you at 12:04 tomorrow afternoon. Hope you have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.